Okay, we're on the Vav Amud Beis. Omar Rava. Kivin she'ovru olav gimel regalim b'chol yom v'yom over v'altacher. Once three regalim pass by, so a person is over v'altacher every minute. Every minute's a new issur of v'altacher. In other words, you have a chiyuv now to bring it as soon as you can. Meisri. Echad b'chor v'echad kol ha'kadoshim. Kivin she'ovru olav shona below regalim. We call him below Shona over Baval Ta'acher. Right? Bechor, where it says Beferish, Shona B'Shona. So that's the Iker that has the year to bring it. Or all other Kodshim, where it doesn't say Beferish, but we learn it from Bechor. Once a year passed by without three Regalim. Or three Regalim passed by, even though it's not a full year, over Baval Ta'acher. So you're immediately over Baval Ta'acher. Mashmawat, that's only over Baal Tachar once. But it's not, it should say, over Baal Tachar, b'chol yom v'yom. So Mer says, v'hai maiti yufti, what kasha is this? Omer of Kahana, man de komosiv shaper komosiv. No, it's a good kasha. Mirti, tana alavi komahadar. Listen, b'chol yom v'yom, over Baal Tachar. Since the Tana is telling me all the possible cases where you have a lav, a year without regalim, regalim without a year, should have said that you're over a lav every day. The Edoch, and the one who said that it's not a kasha, what's it called, says, listen, b'chol yom v'yom over balta. The Edoch, tana l'mikboi b'lav komahadar. B'lav v'yisera l'kabadar. You don't have to tell me which lav you're over. He's not telling me how many lavim you're over. So there's no kasha. It didn't say you're over b'chol yom v'yom. It means at this point you're over the lav, whatever that lav is, and how many times you're over the lav, that's a different story. It's not the interest of this Bryce to tell you that, Rashi. Shona below regalim, the common forish. The Gemara will explain how it's possible to have a year go by without three regalim. The mikve belav komahader, lohodiacha kol tzidezman hascholis bal ta'achar shabo. The purpose of this Bryce is to tell me all the different possibilities when the lav of Baal Ta'achar will take place. But not how many lavim. A lav of Yisera lo mahadar. Lo diacha lavim har beishabo. Right? To tell me how many lavim you're going to be over every day, that's not the intent of the Braisa. The Braisa is telling me when the lav of Baal Ta'achar takes place. Okay. Gufa. Echad b'chor v'echad kol ha'kodshim. Kivin she'ovru aleim shona below regalim. Regalim below shona over Baal Ta'achar. Versus Bishlam, a regalim below Shon, you could have three regalim without a year, Mashkachasla, right? It's possible to have that. Especially if you need it in order, it's possible to have three regalim go by, and you'll be over the regalim by Sukkot, and you started before Pesach, and a year hasn't passed by. It's only a half a year. Elishona below regalim, Hecha Mashkachasla. How could you have a year go by without three regalim? So honichlamandi is like a sidra and mashkachasla, right? It's possible if you hold that what's it called that you need kasidron. It's possible a whole year go by and you don't have three regalim in order. El lamandi less like a sidron heichesh mashkachasla, but if you don't have kasidron, it's impossible, right? And avadi according to the mandi omrim who hold that what's it called that you're over with one regal already, right? So avadi that's Reb Meir Tosu says. Regal Echad, or Lazim Yaakov says two regalim, right? It's impossible, right? It's only possible if the animal was sick or something like that. But we're talking now, according to the Man Yomrim, who hold three regalim, how's it possible to have three regalim pass by and not to have a full year pass by? Bishlam al Rebbe, Mashkachas lo b'shonam uberes. According to Rebbe, it's possible by a shonam uberes. How? The Tanya, Shona Tmima. Says by Bote Orichoma that you have a whole year, a full year to redeem it. So what's that Shona Tamima? Rebbe Omer, Mona Gimel Neos Veshisha V'chamisha Yom Kaminyim Osachama. Even in the Shona Muberes, you only count 365 days. Even though a Shona Muberes is 380-something days, you only count 365 days for that year. So in the Shona Muberes, it's going to be possible to have a year pass by, according to Rebbe, and you won't have all three regalim, because you have 13 months to have three regalim, and you're only going to count 365 days for a year, and the year is finished after that. The Chachamim omrim moni yud beis chodesh miyom liyom. And the Chachamim hold that you count 12 months from day to day, din nisabra shon nisabra lo. And if it's an Ibra year, it's a leap year, then the 13th month also counts as the year is not up till 13 months are gone. So mashkachas lo the Rebbe, so it's possible, according to Rebbe, that you'll have a year go by and there still won't be three regalim. Why? The Akdash of Bosr Chagamatzos, you are makdash the animal after Pesach, right? And now you need what's it called? Shavuos, Sukkos, and until the next Pesach, right? The Chimotah Shilhai Ador Basra Shonamal Yoregalamalu. The year is going to be up, according to Rebbe, in the middle of Adar Sheni, because that's when it will be 365 days. And the regalim won't be finished till Pesach. So you'll have only two regalim in a year. El the Rabbanan Heichim Mishkachas Lo, according to the Rabbanan, that you always count 13 months, that there's always going to be, what, three regalim in a full year. Right? Rashi. Hanich leman de boy kesidra mashkachesla de avra shana velo avra regalim kesidra. According to the man, the Amru says that you need three regalim in order. It's very possible you can have a year go by and not have three regalim in order. Veli medcha de kivan de avra shana afal pi shelo avra regalim kesidra and chay. The sovra la krip shimin bechada upalag le bechada. This tana holds like Rav Shimon that you need Kesidron, but he holds that there's another factor, and that's a year. It's either a year or three regalim Kesidron. Okay? So, Bishlam al Rebbe, Domer Chodesh Ha'iber, Eino Min Hashana, Chutz Mi Yud Aleph Yom, Shishnas Chama Yisir Alevona, Mashkachas La Mishana Muberes. According to Rebbe, even in Hashana Muberes, you don't count all 13 months. You just count 365 days, solar year. And that's how they consider the end. That's called a Shana Tamima. According to Rebbe, it's possible if you're makdish the animal after Pesach that you're not going to have a full year pass by, or you're going to have a full year pass by, and it's not going to be three regalim. Because you'll end up the year somewhere in the middle of Adar Sheni, and the third Yontif is Pesach. Shana Tamima ha'amur b'batei Arichoma. It says that you have a full year to redeem it, and if you don't redeem it within a full year, then it remains with the buyer forever. It doesn't go back in Yovel. So, Monish Shin Samecheyom, Rebbe holds you count 365 days, Ba'afilu v'shana pshuta, even in a regular year, you go by a solar year, 365 days, Bi'af v'shana muberes, and the same thing goes in a leap year, you also only count 365 days. That's called the Shana Tmima. So Kivan Shaavru Gimel Meos Veshishim Vechamishi Yomim Mishamachra Nechletlo. Soon as 365 days pass by, the bias belongs now to the buyer, and it never goes back in Yovel if the seller didn't redeem it. Miyom liyom mitesva benisan lechamishasar benisan. The Rabbanan hold no. You go by the lunar year from the same date that you bought it to the date then a year later. And if it's a leap year, then you add another month. And the seller has another month to redeem it. It doesn't become the reshus of the buyer forever if the owner didn't redeem it till that date comes around, which means 13 months later. So, according to Rebbe, it's possible to have a year pass by and you don't have three regalim. Basar chagamatzos b'toch haregel. You are makdish the animal sometime during Pesach. The isti amri lachar regel. And some say davka after yantar. V'shilhai adar basra lav davka. El lachar shiyotza other kamar. As soon as other is over, you're going to have 365 days. And the nicer, you're not going to have three regalim. Shona malya. Gimel Meos Leshishim V'chamishi Yomim. You have a full year because Rebbe counts a year 365 days. But how, according to the Rabbanan, who go according to a lunar year, according to months, is it possible to have 12 months go by and you shouldn't have three regalim in 12 months? Gemara says, Kidatani Rav Shemaya. No, it could be even according to the Rabbana. Rav Shemaya said, Atzeres Pamim Hei, Pamim Shisha, Pamim Shiva. Sometimes Shavuos falls on the fifth day of Sivan, sometimes on the sixth day of Sivan, sometimes on the seventh day of Sivan. Okay, so it's not according to the way we have a calendar. By our calendar, it always falls on the sixth day of Sivan. But according to Rav Shemaya, right, it's possible that 50 days from Pesach should sometimes be the fifth day of Sivan, sometimes the sixth day of Sivan, sometimes the seventh day of Sivan. Ketzad, Shneihem Maleim Chamisha. If both Iyar and Nisan are Mole, then you're going to have the 50 days end on the fifth day of Sivan. Because both of these months are going to have 30 days. So, what? Right, they're full. So you're on the fifth day of Sivan. Right? So it'll be on the fifth day. Right? Because you'll have 50 days and you won't get till the fifth day of Sivan. Shneim chaserim, if both of them are only 29 days, then it'll be on the seventh day. Echad moli, echad chaser, if one's moli and one's chaser, then shisha, then it'll be on the sixth day. And that's the way it always is by us. Nisan is always chaser and Iyar is always moli. So Shavuos always falls. What? The other way around? Nisan, right. Iyar has 2 days Rosh Chodesh, that means Nisan is Mole, and Sivan has 1 day Rosh Chodesh, so Iyar is Chos, right. So, by us, it always is like that. Right? We don't, the Rav Shemaya holds, though, that we don't always have a, what's it called, a Mole Chos or Mole Chos. Right? Even by us, it's Cheshvan could sometimes be Mole and sometimes be Chos, right. But, what?
Also, Kislev.
Both. Okay. But otherwise, it's always one Mole, one Chosid. But according to Rav Shemaya, it's possible that you could have two Maleim together by ear, and then Shavuos is going to come out on a different date. Okay. And that answers the Kasha. L'chora, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and the Torah wasn't given until the 7th. It's possible, according to this cheshbon, for Shavuos to fall on the seventh day of Iyar. So the Iker is the 50th day of the Omer. 50th, 60th, 7th day of Sivan, right? Rashi. Pamim Shisha, Shu Shisha B'Sivan, Yom Chamishim L'Omer. Sometimes the 50th day of the Omer will be the 6th day of Sivan. Shneim Maleim, Nisan V'Iyar. If Nisan and Iyar are both Mole, Haritesh of Yom Nisan, you have 15 days in Nisan till Rosh Chodesh. The Lamed Iyar, and 30 days of Iyar is 45 days, right? Mali Lahu Chamishim B'Chamishim B'Sivan. So the 50th day will be the 5th day of Sivan. Echad Mali U'Mashkachas L'Shana B'Lo Regolim. So if that's the case, it's possible, right, to have a whole year go by, right, without three Regolim. How? Kigon, Shneim Maleim. Both months are Mole, okay, and that means that the Ira Seres Beheva Sivan this year, and Shavuos was on the fifth day of Sivan, the Igdisha L'Mochras Bevav Sivan. You were Makdashit Motzai Shavuos on the sixth day of Sivan. Uveshana Abay Shneim Chaserim. The next year both were Chaser. That means Shavuos is not going to be till the seventh day of Sivan, and you were Makdashit on the fifth day, the sixth day. So now it's what's it called, the year of sixth day, and Shavuos didn't come yet. The year at Seres B'Zayim B'Sivan. V'ashonim Aleia B'Yom Vav B'Sivan. This year will be up on the sixth day, and Shavuos won't be till the next day. Mishikdisha V'Zayim Lo'Ovra at Seres Olav. Right, but, according, so the Mar says, who argues on Rav Shemaya? U'man Tana D'Poli G'Leid Rav Shemaya? Acherim Hi. That's Acherim. D'Tanya Acherim Omrim. Ein Bein At Seres V'At Seres. Ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, el adalad yomim bilvad. There's no difference between the date, 1 year, and the date the other year, right, except 4 days. There's always 4 days difference, right? Im hois Hashanah muberes chamisha. If it's Hashanah muberes, 5 days difference. 5 days meaning it's the 5 days later in the week. Rashi explains, man tana, tanakama d'lo ayri b'Hashanah b'lo regalim. Right, the Tanakhama that says that it's always three regalim. It's impossible to have a year without three regalim go by. Right, so who's that Tana? That's Acherim. who says you always have the months of the year, one is Mali, one's Chasim. And that's to make up the fact that basically a month is not 30 days and it's not 29 days, it's 29 and a half days. So in order to make it up, one month is 29 days and one month will be 30 days. And every one is, what's it called, goes in order, what's it called, change, alternates every month. We never add or subtract and make a chodesh chas or a male except in this order. If that's the case, then every year is 354 days. 354 is equally divisible by 7, right, with a remainder of 4. 7 into 354 is 50 with a remainder of 4. That 4 will change the day of the week from one year to the other. Chutz midalad yomim. V'hein hadochim k'tiyas hashonim k'tiyas chaderta. So the next year will be 4 days later than the year this year. If this year was Sunday, next year is going to be Wednesday and so on. V'mhois hashonim uberes chamisha. And if it was a leap year, then there's 5 days difference. Why? K'sover chodesh iber la'olim chasa. The chodesh iber is always 29 days. Okay, the eino doches hamoados ala yom echad shu yesra dal shvus. 29 days is a remainder of 1. Right, so it adds another remainder of 5. Right. Okay. Boy Reb Zera, yoreish mahu baltaacher. Person was mafresh in ola, and he died. So the halacha is that his heirs have to bring the ola. Okay. So are they now going to be over on Bal Ta'achar or not, if they don't bring it on time? Kishidor neder amarachmana. Torah says when you'll make a nether, then you'll be over Bal Ta'achar. V'holo noder. The Yorish wasn't noder. He just yarshin. He just inherited the nether of his father. O dilma ubasa shama v'avesim shama. Whoever has the responsibility to bring it, which now the Yorish has, v'ho mechayiv. He's the one who has a chayiv to bring it. Once he has a chayiv to bring, he has a chayiv to bring it on time. And if he doesn't, he's over about Ta'achir. Toshma, the Tani Reb Chiya, me imcha prat li yoresh. Says in the Torah, me imcha, that excludes a yoresh. You, but not your yoresh. First is, v'hai me imcha mi boile zeleket shichu peya. We learned, me imcha, that that's marba leket shichu peya. That what's it called, that if you, if there weren't any aniyim around, like Tosu said before, or you took it, you have a chiyuv to give it back before 3 regal. So Mar says, Kori be'imcha, the Kori be'me'imcha. One of them we learn, Yoresh, is Potter, and the other one we learn, like a chicken pay. Rashi.
Why don't we say, which is talking about the say, Yechayivan, that it will be Chayivan, the actual thing. And the Kisidur Neder is on the people.
Because it's all the same pasuk, and the end of that pasuk is Bal Ta'achar. So once you're over the essay, you're over the lav too. Where doesn't
each thing differently? Each,
right. No. But the whole pasuk is going on each thing. In other words, you'll be over Vaveisim Shama at the first regal. You'll be over the essay, and after 3 regalim, you'll be over the lav. It's all in one pasuk. So anything that's included in that pasuk will have both. You'll be over the essay the first yomtiv and Bal Ta'achar after 3 yomtiv. Okay. Yoresh mahu b'Bal Ta'achar al neder aviv. Kori be'imcha u'me'imcha. V'dorish be'tarte. The imcha mashmalei chelko shel ani. Imcha, what's you, with you, that belongs to the ani, that's like a chichem peyer. From the mem, l'mute yoresh. Me'imcha comes to tell me not a yoresh. Now the Gemara goes on. Boy Reb Zera, Isha Mahi b'Bal Ta'achar. Is a woman chayiv in Bal Ta'achar? Mi Amrinin Olam Mechayiv in Bria. She's not chayiv to Ria's only called Zechurcha, males. So she doesn't have to come and bring in all this Ria. Since she's not Mechayiv because of the, what's it called, Ubasa Shama, so she's not chayiv in Vavesim Shama either. O Dilma Ha Isha B'Simcha. She has to come to be Yotzi in the midst of Simcha. So she has to be there to be makriv a kar shalnei simcha. Forget about what's it called. Let's say that's pashut. She has to go to be yotzei mitzvah simcha. Moses a miu mal rabaya hachi. V'amar rabaya isha baila masamcha. Right, l'maisa a woman's not chayiv in simcha. It's a husband's chiyuv to masameach his wife on yontif, but not that she's chayiv in simcha herself. The mele the chiyuv of a boss hashama doesn't apply to her. So what does the baya say? That l'chora she's chayiv to come for simcha, right? L'chora she's not chayiv to come for simcha according to Abaya. Where it says with dvorav Rav Zeira kamer, he said according to you Rav Zeira that a woman's chayiv in simcha, l'chora what's the kasha? What's the shayla? Avadi she's chayiv to come to be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha. Memela what's it called? She's chayiv in bal ta'achar because the ubos hashom applies to her. Rashi. Mi amrinan, holo mechayva bari, a woman deceived calls a churcha, only males. The kiman lo mechayva le mesak, lo shayach bozman regalim, about acher. Since she's not chayv to come on shalosh regalim to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe there's no union about acher. Because it depends on coming and bringing. O dilma mechayva le mesak mishum simcha, or maybe not. She has to come because of the mitzvah of simcha. Because in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Shiva Samachta Bechagecha, the Omar Mar, Bismancha Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Ein Simcha Ela Bibasar Shlomim. Shenemar Vizavachta Shlomim Vyochalta Shom. The Samachta. So the only way you can eat Shlomim is if you come to the Beis Hamikdash. You can't eat Shlomim at home. And you have to be Yosei Simcha. Where it says that, why did Abaya said, well, for sure, she's Chayiv in Simcha, she has to come. How did Abaya say that? When Abaya holds, a woman's not Chayiv in Simcha. Her husband has to mesameach her. Baila mesamcha, bebovel b'digdei tzivonim, beretz yisrael b'digdei pishter ha-meguatzim. And he's not chayiv to mesameach her with shlamim. She doesn't have to eat shlamim. Rashi learns that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, a woman could be yotzei simcha with new clothing. Right? Tosa says that's only bizman hazeh, that you're yotzei with that. And then Tosa says, no, even in the time of the Mikdash, if you didn't have shlamim, you could be yotzei with these other things. Right, any kind of simcha. And the woman is not chayiv to eat shlamim, her husband's chayiv to make her happy with the other things. Hachisa b'kedusha. Iboyelahu. Bechor me'ima simonin loshana. When do you start the year of a bechor? By bechor it says a year. So when is the year of a bechor over? Abaya omar mishosha nolad. You count the year from the time it's born. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Mishoshin Nira L'Hartzah, 8 days later, when you could bring it as a korban. You can't bring a korban till 8 days. Okay, Miyom Hashmini V'Hala Yiratzah L'Korban Yishal Hashem. V'lo Plige. And there's no argument. Ho B'Tam, by a time that you're going to bring it as a korban, so you don't count the year till it's ready to be brought as a korban. Ho B'Muad, Ho B'Balmum, right, I mean, above a comma and the other thing. Hava Balmum, right, this is the other one, Slokim, but a Balmum, which you're not going to bring as a korban, that depends on when it's fit to eat. The Kohen eats the Balmum. So what's it called? The Balmum, you can eat right away, right? And Mamela, what's it called? You start counting the year from when it's born. So Mora says, Balmum mimotzi ochale. Right, how could you eat a Balmum when it's born, right? You have to wait to see it's not a nafel. Gemara says, the kimle be shekolu chadasha. The halacha of eating it is, you don't have to wait 8 days before you can eat a regular animal. You just have to know it's not a nafel. So if it's, you know for sure, kolu chadasha, there's simonim, that it's a full-term animal, full-term, it was born only after full-term, you can eat it immediately. If you're not sure if it's full-term, maybe it was born premature, then you have to wait 8 days to see it's not a nafel. But if you know for sure that it's a full-term animal, you can eat it right away. Rashi, Balmum, Shinolad B'mumo, Hobatam, Dekoy L'Hartzah, Mishinir L'Hartzah. Since a tam is going to be brought as a korban, you don't count the year until the time it's fit for a korban, which is the 8th day. Balmum, Shinolad B'mumo, it was born with a mum, V'omed L'Shachit B'chut. And therefore, what are you going to do with it? Shecht it regular and eat it. The Kohen's going to eat it. Miyom shenolad uroy lakach. It's fit for shechting and eating the day it's born. Umolim shenolad. Someone says mimatzul lachli biyom shenolad. Dilma nefil havi. Maybe it's a nefil The ain shchita metaroso ad sheyisha shmona yomim. You have to wait 8 days. If it lives 8 days, you know it's not a nefel. The shuv nothik le miklal nefel. The tanya of Shim Gamliel Omer kol sheshar shloshim yom ba'adam ain nefel. If a child lives 30 days, a human, then he's not a nefel. But behema shmona, and Rashi learns that's why pidyon aven is after 30 days, because you have to wait till the child's not a nefel. Tosus learns it's the gzeiras hakasu. Even kolulu chadoshav, and you know for sure he's not a nefel. You still have to wait 30 days. But the behema, 8 days is the line of demarcation. But that's only if you don't know if it was a full-term animal. If it was a full-term pregnancy, then even immediately you're allowed to eat it.